was my last day of teaching the classes for this spring in Omaha. Tomorrow is the last day for the students in Omaha before their summer break. So before I left Omaha yesterday, one of the mothers of the students had asked me the question, are you excited that it's over? Are you excited that the school year is over? And I had a pause for a second, and my only response to her, to the mother, was that it's a blessing. That's all I could think of at the time. But my dear friends in Christ, I know the students here can relate that they're excited that summer vacation is coming soon. But so too, for teachers, they have a natural joy for the coming of summer vacation as well. But my dear friends in Christ, there's also a natural feeling of sadness. As a teacher, we cherish the opportunity to be with the children, to help form their hearts and their minds, to know, love, and serve God in this world, and to hate sin. So when it comes to the time of the end of the school year, we separate from those students who we've been teaching and working with for the course of the last 8 or 9 months. So there's a natural feeling of sadness for that departing. I don't think students have much of that sadness when they leave school in the spring. But my dear friends in Christ, I bring this to light, I bring this to attention, because so too, on this glorious feast of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, could we not imagine that natural feeling of sadness that the apostles must have had, standing on Mount Olivet, watching our Lord ascend up into heaven, knowing that our Lord was gone. But my dear friends in Christ, even though we draw light, we draw attention to this natural sadness that we feel from separation, that's not the mind of our Lord on today's feast. Sadness should not fill our heart. The church does not want us to be sad on such a glorious occasion as the ascension of our Lord into heaven. First and foremost, we have to think about the triumph of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He walked with us here for 33 years. He laid down his life for us. He rose himself from the dead. And after 40 days of appearing and showing himself and eating and conversing with the apostles and the disciples and the others, it was time that our Lord was to ascend into heaven. What a great triumph it is to see our Lord, body, soul, and divinity, ascend into heaven. Our Lord takes up his spot at the right hand of his Father in heaven. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ truly is there now, and we should rejoice at that thought. That should bring joy to our heart. But there are some other reasons why we should rejoice as well. And that is because our Lord told us, he told each and every one of us that he goes to prepare a place for us. For each and every one of you, there is a place awaiting for you in heaven. In a sense, there is a throne with your name upon it waiting for you. But we have to do our best in this life to work for that reward. We have to do our very best to keep the commandments, to keep the faith, to avoid sin and the occasions of sin. Our reward is beyond any explanation, any words, the joy that awaits us forever in heaven with Almighty God is certainly what we should keep before our eyes on this glorious occasion of the ascension of our Lord. We should think about the fact that in a short while, each and every one of us, we should pray that we are in our home, which is heaven, for all eternity. There's another aspect that should bring joy to our heart on today's feast of the ascension of our Lord. And that is Jesus promised to send us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to read to you what the fourth Sunday after Easter had to say, what our Lord said on this occasion. So this is taken from the Gospel on the fourth Sunday after Easter. And our Lord said, I am going to him who sent me, and no one of you asks me, where art thou going? But because I have spoken to you these things, sadness has filled your heart. But I speak the truth to you. It is expedient for you that I depart. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. My dear friends in Christ, that should bring joy to our heart is that our Lord went and he sent God the Holy Ghost upon the apostles. And in these next nine days before Pentecost, they are a period of preparation, a period of prayer, where we should be doing as the apostles did. After our Lord ascended into heaven, They returned to the room where the Last Supper was, and there they remained in prayer. For 9 days, they made it the first novena. And that's why during these next 9 days, we have the novena prayers to the Holy Ghost. These are in the vestibule, so if you're not able to attend Mass each of the 9 days, I would recommend taking one of these home and praying the prayers with your family. Have a special intention as a family. Have a special intention as you pray for yourself. Because during these next 9 days, we know that God the Holy Ghost is ready and willing to grant us that which we ask for. So let us have a special intention, but let us make it a point to spend these days in preparation for Pentecost, just like the apostles and the disciples prepared as well for the coming of God the Holy Ghost. My dear friends in Christ, the last thing I want to make mention of here this morning in the sermon is that it is the 13th of May. Today is the anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. And what did Our Lady, what did Our Blessed Mother ask from us? She asked that we pray and do penance. Our Blessed Mother told us that many souls go to hell because there is no one to pray for them. Many souls go to hell because there is no one to pray for them. And is that not more true today than any day before? If we look around the world, we see that many people walk apart from God. Most people walk in the way of perdition, giving themselves up to all sorts of illicit pleasures and things of this world. How can we help them? How can we listen to the words of our Blessed Mother? We can pray for their conversion. And that's certainly an intention we can have during our novena to God the Holy Ghost. Pray for the conversion of sinners. Pray that Almighty God sends more priests and sisters and brothers into the harvest in order to help to bring more souls to Christ. My dear friends in Christ, let us do our very best to pray for the conversion of sinners and to listen to the words of our Blessed Mother. She asked for prayer, but she also asked for penance, sacrifice. And the greatest sacrifice that we can offer up is the sacrifice of our daily duty. Every morning we should make a morning offering. We should offer up everything that we do during the day as a sacrifice, as giving it to Almighty God. For if we do our very best to focus on our daily duty, to supernaturalize our daily duty, that sacrifice is going to call down many graces upon those who walk away from Christ. It's by our prayers and by our penance that we cooperate, that we are instruments in God's hands, helping to save souls. And what a joy that will be. I like to think about that thought often, that when our time in this life ends, by God's grace and our efforts, being in heaven for all eternity, imagine being around all of those people that God has given you the grace to help. Being around all those other individuals who are now in heaven because of your prayers, because of patiently bearing your cross, by doing your best to fulfill your duties, to try to imitate our Lord, imitate our Blessed Mother in your day. And you're not going to be around those people for only one day or a week or a month. You're going to be able to be with them for all eternity, praising Almighty God. What a joy that will be. So let us take hope. And on this occasion of the great feast of our Lord's Ascension, let us not allow sadness for any reason to dwell in our hearts. If sadness fills our hearts, let us do our very best to pray for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and ask Him to fill it with joy. Ask Him for the grace in order to help us overcome those things that cause us to be sad. Ask our Lord and our Blessed Mother for help in order to make any changes that need to be made in order to better fulfill His will. My dear friends in Christ, in thinking about what our Lord has done for us, in thinking about His triumph in heaven, that should bring joy and happiness to our hearts. And let us focus on that aspect as we enter into our novena in preparation for Pentecost. I like to tell the boys, especially the border boys in Omaha, that you are going to get out of life what you put into it. You're going to get out of this life what you put into it. If we just sit back and let life go by us, we're not going to get much out of it. But let us do our very best to pray to Almighty God for the grace to know His will and for the grace to do His will. In the name of the Father, the Son,